This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica and Venezuela to forge greater ties. Telecoms firms commit to improving internet services. And 23 young Jamaicans and two youth groups receive Prime Minister's Youth Awards. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the license, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with one another. We don't care if the actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness. Restore the justice.
Brethren, the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less life, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life, was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Jamaica and Venezuela are set to forge greater ties in matters of trade and commerce. This was revealed Sunday as Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and members of her cabinet met with a Venezuelan delegation, including the General Secretary of Petrocaribe, Bernardo Alvarez. While indicating that there were no new developments regarding the Petrocaribe agreement, the Prime Minister said a number of other important initiatives were being discussed.
Venezuela is looking to be engaged in terms of trade with us. And we are to identify areas as well that we can trade with Venezuela. And we did not discuss just trade with Jamaica, but trade with our CARICOM region.
The Venezuelan delegation was on a two-day working visit to the island and departed Sunday night. Telecommunications companies Digicel Jamaica and Lime have indicated that they will be upgrading their internet services to provide users with improved access. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says both entities have committed to rolling out additional broadband services going forward. The minister adds that another firm could begin providing telecommunications services in Jamaica shortly. That entity's entry into the Jamaican market is expected to contribute significantly to making internet service costs more competitive.
I believe the price for broadband is too high, and we want to see more competition between Digicel and Lime to get those prices down. And I'm going to bring in another player to assist them.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the launch of a Vision 2050 Information Technology Initiative in St. Andrew recently. The initiative, which aims to equip young people in West Rural St. Andrew with IT skills, is being spearheaded by the constituency's Member of Parliament, Paul Buchanan. 23 outstanding young Jamaicans and two youth groups are the recipients of the Prime Minister's Youth Awards for Excellence for 2014. The two youth groups are the Youth Organization for Upliftment and the National Interschool Brigade. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the awardees and nominees represented but a fraction of the many successful young people in Jamaica.
You're all symbols of hope and shining examples of what is possible when ambition meets determination. As your minister, I am proud to celebrate your achievement.
Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna speaking at the awards ceremony recently. The Prime Minister's Youth Awards for Excellence honors outstanding young Jamaicans aged 15 to 24 years. And an additional $1.8 billion is being provided by the government this year to continue the implementation of the Sugar Transformation Project. The allocation is contained in the 2014-2015 estimates of expenditure currently before the House of Representatives. The Sugar Transformation Project is intended to develop a sustainable private sector-led sugar industry by 2015. It will also coordinate the smooth and effective implementation of the Jamaica Country Strategy for the Adaptation of the Sugar Industry 2006 to 2020. It is anticipated that during the 2014-2015 fiscal year, 300 housing solutions will be completed at Springfield in Clarendon and Hampton Court and Stokes Hall in St. Thomas under the project. The housing solutions will facilitate the resettlement of families currently living in Sugar Estate barracks in these areas. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.